of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95.
Which pill will you be forced to take on November 8th? The red or the blue? Neither's going to be good for you. I've watched these two political parties drive us into $31 trillion in debt, deficit spending, inflation, gas prices, the southern border out of control, a water and electrical crisis in our midst. How much more of this can we stand? I'm with us. I'm Barry Lindemann. I'm running for the U.S. Senate. Look for Lindemann. Vote for Lindemann. You can find me at nvsenateseat.com. Paid for by Barry Lindemann, Senate candidate.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Congratulations to Jerry Newman of Henderson. He just scored a pair of tickets to the Mob Museum. Cool thing. I want you to hear from Frank Luntz. This is Frank Luntz, cut number one. I was on with Neil Cavuto yesterday, sizing up the midterms. This is cut number one. Here we go.
Who is more jazzed to get out there? We have these record early polling numbers in states like Georgia, 2-degree Florida. Who's more psyched to get out there?
Why would I broaden it? If they're record early numbers, where's voter suppression that they keep claiming, that Stacey Abrams claimed again and again in Georgia? If we have record voting, how are people being denied the right to vote? It doesn't make sense.
That's a very good point.
And it's very frustrating to me because we got to challenge voter corruption. We got to challenge voter suppression because we're losing faith and trust in our democracy right now and faith and trust in the electoral process.
Well, obviously, people are showing more faith in the electoral process than we give them credit for. But I'm just wondering who's galvanized more, Democrats over the Roe v. Wade thing or Republicans over the economy thing, or even those Democrats who might not flip over what's going on with the economy.
Young Democrats and older Republicans are voting at a higher percentage than they normally do.
Yeah.
I think they're going to cancel each other out. The vote that I'm looking for are Hispanics, Latinos. They're now
tipping more Republican.
And they're moving from 28% Republican in 2016 to 38% in 2020 to 45% today. If that trend continues and they come close to 50%, then the Republicans could capture the Senate as well as gaining.
Well, let me ask you about that. The president is Syracuse. He's talking up. The economy is doing better. He referred to the GDP number, which was positive. There are a lot of reasons for that. But after two contracting periods, he says we're on our way. He's celebrating the fact that Micron Technology is going to invest another $100 million in that neck of the woods. Is he helping or hurting these candidates, though?
He's not helping them by claiming the economy is fine when you can't afford your groceries, when you can't afford your fuel, your electricity, your insurance. If you say to people, everything is great and happy days are here again, and they literally run out of money at the end of the month, they're going to be pretty mad at you because it doesn't show up in reality. And inflation is reality. It affects you in every community, affects you in every corner of the country. And I want to applaud you before this segment ends for doing this so straight, so down the middle, that people can tune into this show and watch you and know that they're getting the truth, because that's the number one value that the American people are desperately searching for. The candidates and the parties that commit to the truth are the candidates that are going to win.
Frank Luntz, nationwide pollster, and he says the initiative is on the Republican side right now. The Big Mo, we call it momentum in sports. Coming up, Tulsi Gabbard, former Democrat. Why did she move from Democrat to, we think, independent? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up with Tulsi Gabbard, former member of Congress. And she's in town. We'll find out why coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Now, we've got a bad crash. It's blocking the two right lanes on the Beltway. 215 eastbound, that's at the 15th interchange. Vehicles are bumper-to-bumper all the way back to Decatur there on Interstate 215 eastbound. Couple of crashes on Interstate 15 northbound, one at Flamingo, another at Bonanza. Do expect those delays to continue on that transition ramp, leaving 215 westbound, merging to Interstate 15 northbound. There's only one lane available through that area, and that's really causing some backups there on 215 west. You'll touch the brakes, US 95 southbound, that's at Valley View, and surface street incidents, Las Vegas Boulevard at Ogden and Charleston at Boulder Highway.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Progressive Insurance. The Golden Knights are back home tonight as they skate against the Anaheim Ducks. Vegas has won three of their last four. They recently beat San Jose 4-2. In that game, Phil Kessel scored his 400th career goal. He also played in his 990th straight game, setting a new Ironman record in the NHL. The Raiders head to New Orleans Sunday. They'll meet the Saints at the Superdome. Las Vegas could get tight end Darren Waller back. He had a hamstring injury, didn't play in their win against Houston. They sit at 2-4. The Saints are 2-5. They'll go with Andy Dalton at quarterback, even though Jameis Winston is healthy. Josh Jacobs has six touchdown runs for the Raiders in his last three games. UNLV football off this weekend. Rebels returning November 5th when they go on the road to face San Diego State. UNLV at 4-4. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio done right.
In Joe Biden's America, crime is out of control. Left-wing politicians open the prison doors. They defund the police. And anti-gun radicals like Steve Sisolak want to take away your right to self-defense. Steve supports California-style gun bans, magazine bans, and Sisolak helped criminalize the private transfer of firearms. That's why Steve Sisolak earned an F rating from the NRA. But Sheriff Joe Lombardo supports your right to self-defense. Sheriff Lombardo helped repeal Clark County's blue card handgun registration. Lombardo is a hunter, and he supports more access for hunting and shooting. Endorsed by the NRA, Joe Lombardo will defend your rights. For governor, elect Sheriff Lombardo.
Paid for by NRA Political Victory Fund. No candidate approved this communication. NRAPVF.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Days and counting to Election Day, early voting underway through November 4th. Make sure you get out and vote. I voted last Saturday, so I'm done. I'm accounted for. Joining us now is somebody who's in town. So happy to have her here. Tulsi Gabbard, the former 2020 presidential candidate, the former congresswoman from Hawaii, and the former Democrat turned independent. Tulsi, great to have you with us. Welcome to town. Good to have you here.
Hey, thank you, Kevin. It's great to be here, and I'm excited to get out and help support Adam Axalt tonight.
It's going to be a great event, 4 o'clock at Stoney's. down at Town Square, and it's a great venue. You're going to love this venue. It really is cool. Tell me what you know about Adam Laxalt. I've been so impressed with his campaign, with his appearance on Hannity the other night with the town hall. He has pushed all the right buttons, and it looks like he may be on his way to a victory. Give me your assessment of Adam Laxalt and why he should be the next U.S. Senator from Nevada.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. You know, it was an easy decision for me to come out and show my support for Adam because right now we need courageous leaders in the U.S. Senate and in the U.S. House, people who are committed to the Constitution and people who are committed to putting the well-being of the American people first. You know, Adam is somebody who has actually walked the talk, you know, both through his commitment to serving our country in uniform and deploying overseas, as well as how he has chosen a path of public service and what he did as Attorney General here in Nevada. You know, he's got a proven track record of being tough on those who seek to do us harm, both here and abroad. And I'm confident that he'll take that same commitment to service, commitment to upholding the Constitution, to serve as our voice, obviously the voice for the people of Nevada, but the people of this country, to put a brakes on the insane, radical policies that are coming out of today's Democrat Party and the White House. That's essential for us at this moment to not allow this administration to continue their destructive policies, frankly, that Catherine Cortez Masto has really been a rubber stamp for.
I want to ask you, you mentioned about today's Democratic Party, and the fact is a lot of people are running away from today's Democrats. And I want to ask you, I mean, you were once a darling of the Democrat Party. You were, viewed as presidential material, sooner rather than later. I'm curious when you first said, oh, my God, this thing's going in the wrong direction. Was it AOC or was it before then?
Well, there have been different policies over time where I've spoken out against the Democratic Party, against the Democratic Party leadership, when they have pushed things, policies forward that have been wrong for this country, wrong for the American people. And frankly, I've always been an independent-minded Democrat. Once the Democrats in Washington figured out I was not going to be one of those who just goes along and gets along and does their bidding, they kind of started to push me away and put me at arm's length. And that, frankly, started the very first year I was in Congress when I spoke out against President Obama, who wanted at that time to go out and start a new war in the Middle East. And so, you know, having been there, having understood how this party has progressively over time, especially over the last couple of years under this administration, you know, they're showing their true colors and they're against freedom, Kevin, and this is what it came down to for me, where I had to walk away from the Democratic Party, because how can we have a political party in power that's against freedom, that is actively trying to undermine the Constitution, that actively seeks to, both directly and indirectly through big tech, silence their political opponents, smear those who dare to speak out against them, and a party that is so willing to politicize these public institutions like the FBI and the Department of Justice, the Department of Homeland Security, and so on, against their fellow Americans, against the people who they're supposed to be serving, specifically those who voted against Joe Biden, those who challenge their narrative. So this is why I'm here right now. It is such a dangerous time right now where our fundamental freedoms are at risk. We as voters, we the people have got to stand up and choose courageous leaders who will put service to the country and the American people first, ahead of party interests, ahead of special interests, and again, push back on and hold accountable this administration for their actions.
Whether it be Georgia or Pennsylvania, there seems to be a red wave that is beginning. And I'm curious, you've traveled the country, you're continuing to travel the country, supporting candidates. Do you sense a big red wave, or is it going to be something less than that? Or something more than that?
Yeah, you know, Kevin, I'm always hesitant to make these kinds of predictions because people who say, well, there's going to be a red wave or a blue wave, well, we cannot allow predictions and assumptions to allow complacency to creep in. Every single vote counts in these elections, and we can't think like, well, you know, we're just going to see this sweep come through, and so I can stay home. I, you know, I'll go to my kid's football game and not vote on election day or whatever it is. We, every one of us, just as Americans, let's set aside the red versus blue and the Democrat versus Republican. What I'm asking people to do is frankly do the same thing that I've done, is take some time and really think about the things that are most important to you and your kids and your loved ones, the things that are frustrating you or maybe angering you about the status quo and the direction that we're headed, and then vote for candidates like Adam Laxalt, who have shown through their record and through their service how committed they are to putting this country first, and that they've got the courage and the backbone to go and fight for us. That's what it comes down to. We've got to stand together as Americans and support leaders who will fight for us and fight for our freedom. And that's how we can start to correct this course and get our country back on track.
Again, Tulsi Gabbard joining us, the former 2020 presidential candidate, the former Democrat. And I got to ask you, because a lot of people were wondering when you first made the announcement, if not a Democrat, then what? What do you consider yourself today?
I'm an independent. I've always been an independent-minded person. I'm left the Democrat Party, remain that independent-minded person, and I'm going to continue doing everything I can over these last final days before Election Day. I think we've got 11 days left at this point, going out and trying to get great American patriots elected to leadership, to be leaders in Washington, D.C., and then I'm going to just try to continue to be a voice for freedom and common sense and a champion of peace.
You have been a presidential candidate once, the same way you used to be a Democrat. Is it possible that you'll be a presidential candidate again? Do you still aspire to that?
I aspire to doing my very best to be of service to this country and make a positive impact. I know that probably sounds like a politician answer, but it's honestly not something I'm thinking about right now because of the election that we have before us, and because you know, this administration has pushed our country to the brink of nuclear war, literally, with this war, this proxy war against Russia. And so I'm dedicating my time and energy to continuing to sound that alarm. My concern is, Kevin, if we collectively don't take action to push this administration to do the right thing and to negotiate for peace and de-escalate this war that could rise to a nuclear war, we may not even be in a place to have a conversation about 2024 in the next coming months. So this is a really serious and imminent threat, and we've got to do all we can to walk us back from the brink so that when the time comes around, we can have a serious conversation about what kind of leadership we need going forward as a country.
Let me just ask you in our final minute, what is this going to come down to, this 2022 midterm election? Is it going to be all get out the vote? Is that what it's going to be in the final 11 days?
It is get out the vote. And the, one of the reasons I'm here is because I know that there are still people who are undecided. A good friend of mine who I deployed with to Iraq, almost what, 16 years ago, she picked me up from the airport here. She lives here with her family, moved here from Hawaii a long time ago. And she started talking to me. She said, Tulsi, you know, I'm hearing all these negative TV ads and I'm getting all these calls. I don't know who I'm going to vote for yet. And so we had a conversation in the car and, you know, I convinced her to vote for Adam Laxalt, but I know there are other people like her. And so my hope is that, through the campaign and my being here, we can try to inform and engage people who have not made a decision yet, hopefully empower them to be able to make the right decision for the people of Nevada and our country.
Well, you're going to be at Stoney's at 4 o'clock, and I know a lot of people are going to want to get a chance to meet you. I've been very impressed with you, whether it's on Fox or whether it's during your political career as a member of Congress. Even though we didn't agree all the time on policy, I am so pleased that you're in town and that you're going to be a part of this and that you're supporting a guy that I admire greatly, and that is Adam Laxalt. Thank you so much for joining us. And again, enjoy your stay here and be safe out on the campaign trail.
Thank you so much, Kevin. It's been great to talk with you. And if not on this trip, I look forward to meeting you sometime soon.
I would like that a lot. Tulsi Gabbard, the former 2020 presidential candidate and former congresswoman from Hawaii, the former Democrat turned independent. She says she's independent. So we've nailed that one down. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nevada, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've heard me talk about the disastrous policies being pushed down our throats by the Democrats. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the weak Republicans who don't fight back. Sam Peters is different, and I'm proud to support his bid to win in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam is one of the few running for office who's ready to bring the fight straight to the Washington, D.C. swamp. His race is one of the most targeted races in the country, and you better believe the Democrats are coming after him. If we're going to fire Nancy Pelosi, we have to start with Sam Peters. I need you to go to sampetersforcongress.com right now and make a contribution. Sign up, volunteer, put out a lawn sign. Whatever you can do. I'm serious. Right now. Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com, and click the donate button. They're attacking Sam with everything they've got, and we need to help him fight back to defeat Nancy Pelosi. sampetersforcongress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That number is 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time, 702-410-8020. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95.
talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
When local news breaks, News 3 is there fast.
I'm Jim Snyder.
And I'm Marie Mortera. Our goal is to go live anytime, anywhere.
With First Pictures.
News 3, leading the way when it comes to breaking news in Las Vegas.
What an amazing day it's been. Tulsi Gabbard, a good way to top it off, by the way. I really like her. I see her as somebody with a bright political future. And again, she's military veteran. She's deployed. And really, really a nice person. I think you heard just in her interview that she is a very, very nice person. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. A lot of you have been holding for quite a while. I want to make sure we get to at least a couple of calls before we leave you today. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. Cyrus, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Well, I don't know if I've told you this before. I think when it comes to education, schooling, I think the most important metric should be, where do these kids end up in the real world? Because I think a lot of people seem to think that if our test scores go up, which I know they are important, however, it doesn't explain everything. Because if you are just doing well in school, you go to university, you just get good grades, but you don't contribute well to the real world and you absorb propaganda, then what's the point? And you got to keep in mind that 80-90% of the things I know in life doesn't come from school. It comes from real-world experience, thinking outside of the box. And let me give you a little quick story. I switched high schools, and when I moved to Orange County, California, near Laguna, it was a high-ranking school. My grades plummeted. And they keep saying our schools are great, our teachers are fabulous. What was really happening was the teachers, and along with the parents, were pushing their kids to study hard. But there's no evidence that they were really learning and being successful. And a lot of them are struggling in debt. We really need to figure out the true value of education.
I urge you to read a book, and you can Google it, by Bill Bennett, Dr. Bill Bennett. And he goes into that whole idea that we've made, getting a degree and going to college and education mm-hmm. being important. And he seriously questions the value of education. And that's one you should read over a weekend. It's good stuff. I hate to run, Cyrus, but
thanks. Tell me
for
about
that. It. Yeah. Thank you, man. Great I appreciate
pleasure.
It. Yeah. There you go.
That's Cyrus.
We need to take a break because I'm running way late. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, it's Mr. Pink. You know what I want to talk to you guys about? We got your muscle car needs. Here at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, we are your Mopar power brokers. I got all the muscle cars like the Challengers, the Chargers, the SRTs, the Hellcats, the Scat Packs, the wide bodies, the skinny bodies, whatever you want, we got it, right? Because we're your Mopar power brokers. Here at Sahara, we got all that horsepower and a muscle car you need for the price that you deserve. Here at 5050 West Sahara, on the corner of Sahara and Decatur, Mr. Pink is waiting for you to give you what you deserve. Come see us. You know who sent you. Mr. Pink, baby. Maybe.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use Waterway Wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits.